In Ukraine, the alarms have just sounded in Kharkiv, and that's where Joseph Lindsley is right now. Joe, I hope you are somewhere safe at the moment.
Yeah, actually, not always in such a safe place, but strangely, my hotel, it was built before the war, but there were underground rooms with no windows. So just by a stroke of luck, that's where I am at the moment. We had alarms this morning at 6:30, and from about 6:30 to 7, and then from 8 to 8:30, but they were uneventful. But just a few moments ago, the sirens sounded here in Kharkiv region, in Poltava, which is right to the west, and then in central Ukraine, in Kyiv, the capital region. And earlier, maybe about an hour or 2 hours ago, there were, I know a lot of people in America are talking about, you know, the Chinese spy balloon and other strange objects flying in the sky. And in Kyiv region, about midday today, there were reports of Russian reconnaissance balloons and other sort of unidentified Russian drones that presumably are simply trying to gather information. So they began to activate Ukrainian air defense. As I'm talking to you now, I'm looking at all my, you know, different chat groups and maps to see if we can find out what's going on. But at the moment, it is quiet here. Earlier, I stopped at a great pizza place here owned by a friend who's a Ukrainian army officer, and he still keeps his business going here in Kharkiv. Actually, instead of pizza, I had a nice bowl of borscht, which is that Ukrainian soup with beets and potatoes and pork on the bone, and on the side, brown bread with pork fat, butter, lots of pork, and then a big stalk of green onion. So really good, nutritious power food, especially on days of uncertainty. But as I was eating that, the owner showed me a video he took from last week from his backyard. His family is not here in Kharkiv. They're in a safer place. And in the video, it's all black, you know, because every night is total blackout. And you can hear the dogs barking. And then you hear this sound like a giant lawnmower in the sky. And of course, that's the Shahid Iranian drones. I mean, it's like from a movie. It's something so terrifying. And the dogs are barking more frenetically. And then you see these series of bright lights shooting up. And that's Ukrainian air defense working to bring down the incoming Iranian drones. On that particular night, Ukrainians successfully shot down two of the drones, but one of them seemed to hit its intended target. And, you know, the name of that drone, Shahid, is Persian, I suppose, Iranian, meaning martyr. And so these are like suicide bomb drones, pretty terrifying thing that the Russians like to deploy fairly often. But here at the moment, so far today, the main activity again has been, it seems, recon activity. In the past 24 hours on the front lines, there's been continued shelling in Donetsk, Kharkiv region, Zaporizhia region. That poor city of Nikopol every single day and night is always under shelling. In each of these instances, there's houses destroyed, apartment buildings destroyed, a medical facility, a humanitarian aid distribution point. And meanwhile, in the past day, there was artillery fire on the city of Kherson, which, you know, was liberated a few months ago. But the Russians still continue to target it, of course, and on surrounding villages. And in that city of Kherson, one hospital was hit twice in the past 24 hours.
Joe, one of our listeners, Marla, emailed us, "Dear Bob, I can't thank you enough for talking to Joseph Lindsley daily. The New York Times recently carried the story about the missile strike on aid workers that Joseph mentioned. The link to it is here. Best regards to you and to Joseph." And I checked out the story. I had missed it. And after you talked about it, I wanted to read more about it. And it's really sad. This American paramedic, a former Marine, Pete Reed, was killed, several of his colleagues wounded. And it seems as though, from all evidence, it was a Russian missile strike targeting what was obviously a civilian convoy of aid workers. Just terrible.
And did you see, Bob, did you see the photograph?
Yes, I did. It's horrifying.
It's horrifying, yeah. And and it's going directly for the medical evacuation van. And there's many, that's the clearest evidence. You know, it's very rare to have sort of photographic evidence of that. It might have been from CCTV. You know, there's plenty of anecdotes. And just imagine, people think the Russian idea here is obviously to discourage Westerners from coming to help. And I mean, you know, it is something you think about probably, you know, every time you go on a rescue mission. But by all indications, and everyone I know, all the different networks of Western volunteers, they are undeterred by this. I mean, they you know, they knew coming here to volunteer, especially going into places like Bakhmut and villages in the Kharkiv region and throughout the eastern and southern portions of the country. They knew what kind of risk they're facing. So I don't think this does not deter them. If anything, it might make them just make sure they're a little bit more aware of their surroundings. But it's these are just continued reminders of, you know, this is the Russian mode of operation, and this is the Russian evil, and it's something that, you know, if you don't stop it, anyone who's sort of, because sometimes maybe I listen too much to some of the critics of in America of you know, support for Ukraine, because it is a lot of money. But if you just look at those instances and see, like, if you let something like that continue, what kind of evil will happen next?
Those teams of aid workers are real heroes. Joseph, I know the borscht is a very, very good meal. My mom used to make it for my dad all the time, but you also mentioned you had some pizza there. I hope there's some way for us to send a good Chicago deep dish pizza your way. We'll investigate that, because I think
that
you
would
need
be great.
That.
Or one day after victory, to enjoy that in Chicago would be quite nice as well.
Yeah, that would be the best. We'll talk tomorrow. Hopefully things will be on the peaceful side. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.